This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Happy Monday to you. Wow, we got a lot going on, don't we? Most of all, this weather that is, it's worse in the east than it is in the west as far as North Dakota is concerned. It's moving west-east, but, the bad stuff coming here in a couple of hours and disrupting a good portion of the day on the eastern end of the state. But it's no picnic out west either with the wind whipping around, but it isn't quite the snow moisture event yet. So whatever you got road-wise, in the way of a road report, whatever you're finding, or weather-wise, whatever you're seeing, let us know. We'd love to pass along those reports. We do have the National Weather Service Bismarck office joining us. JP coming on? Is it? It's JP at the end of this hour, so stay tuned for that. Also, Mike Lundell of MyPillow and Diamond and Silk, ladies and gentlemen, the YouTube internet sensation. I love it. I love the fact that fake news has been exposed for what it is, fake news, and that organic, real, authentic folks like Diamonds and Silk can just bust through all that and go out there and say, here's what I have to offer, here's my opinion, here's what I have to say, what do you think? And now millions of people watch them. It's fantastic. Fantastic. And Charlie Rose is, baking cookies at home, wondering where his next paycheck's going to come from. And Matt Lauer, Garrison Keillor, all these blowhards that think they know all and are some sort of the trusted source for the news for you. Give me a break. Love it, love it, love it. So anyway, Diamond Silk here in just a couple of minutes. And I got some calls we didn't get to with Senator Hohen. We want to get them in here. And we'll go to those right now. Also, welcome more of your calls at 800-228-0550. Again, nice and slow, 800-228-0550. Or text Todd, 367-2054 is my number. 226-8503 is Todd's number. All right? I guess Diamond Silk called early, so we're wondering if we have a time zone issue. They might be. We're trying to get to him here again, so just hang tight. Gladys in Western North Dakota, what's on your mind?
Well, I had a question for Senator Hohen on the new tax bill, and I was wondering what has happened to deductions for ranchers that pay for their own insurance, and that is for health insurance, nursing home insurance, or the self-pay people that are paying their own nursing home bills.
And you're wondering if there's been a
been a change in that in the new tax bill.
Right, okay. Have you heard there is?
I have heard various things, yes.
Sure.
And they've been claiming that, with the great big new deduction, that will take care of all of this. I don't think it does.
Well,
I think 12,000 individual or 24,000 couple actually takes care of all of the insurances and the self-pay that some people do at the nursing home. Not everybody is on Medicaid.
Yeah, the doubling of the standard deduction has been utilized, cited as some of the individual deductions are going to go away. Over here, and in return, we're doubling the deductions. And your point is, even if I got that, it would make up for what I'm losing on the other side.
What I'm wondering, yep.
Yeah. First of all, let's find out what's in the bill, okay? We need to find that out. And then we'll do some math here and figure out where we go from there. So I will take this on and get you an answer to this, Gladys, if you want to just keep listening. Probably won't be today, but for sure we're going to try and schedule Senator Hohen again because we had more questions than we had time for. And we also have Congressman Kevin Cramer on Wednesday for the weekly talk radio town hall. So between one of those, we'll get you an answer, okay?
Okay, thank you. I do listen.
keep listening. Well, I appreciate that very much. Thank you. Jerry in Dickinson, what is on your mind, Jerry?
Good morning. I guess I don't have enough time enough to have my own radio show, but just a few things. On health insurance, you know, as many times as it's been voted on and, you know, made it across the floor, of course, I was a safe bet because I knew Obama would never sign it. But maybe the simple answer would be just to have, you know, I don't think it could be done by executive order, but the simple answer would probably be to resolve this problem would have congressmen and senators and all their staff be included in the poll. And I think that would resolve that in about a week. They would come to terms and get the mess straightened out. The other thing is term limits.
Just so you know, Jerry, I believe they are. And this has been asked and answered a few times. Senator Hoeven and Congressman Cramer have both been impacted negatively on it. I think Senator Heitkamp opted out of the congressional system, which would have been part of Obamacare, because her husband has coverage elsewhere. And so she was not impacted the way Senator Hoeven and Congressman Cramer were. But that question has been asked and answered that, they, you know, I get the premise of it. The premise is, sure, you're on your own system, so why would you care about fixing the you know, Obamacare and what it does to everybody else? And that's not correct.
I guess the other thing, too, is campaign contributions. And I haven't looked into Hoeven's or anybody else, but Senator Heitkamp, she's got about approximately $1.3 million in her war chest. $26,000 of that has only come from North Dakota. You know, maybe that needs to be addressed, all the outside interests that, you know, they talk about Russia, Russia, Russia. You know, how about other outside interests that are affecting our elections in North Dakota? And it's the same thing as the medical marijuana. All the money came from out of state.
And the different situation there, and although medical marijuana, there wasn't much in the way of a campaign at all on that in the last election. I just think, my personal take on that, North Dakota just saw it as a compassionate thing to say, hey, we don't want to do what Colorado does, but if these people need another measure to be comfortable when they're going through that kind of pain, you know, give it to them. And, I didn't see much of a campaign either way. Other things, there have been a campaign.
The money came from out of state. The majority of the money came from out of state. You know, there again, you know, interfering with what North Dakotans want to do.
Yeah, I think as long as you know about it, it's okay. And obviously you do what I'm amazed at is that what the stat you pointed out, the minuscule amount of money that North Dakota represents in Heidi Heitkamp's dollars seems to me to be a question she ought to be asked about. Okay, you're traipsing all over the country collecting checks, and so few people in North Dakota explain it. What does that say to you? You know, these people from elsewhere are giving you money not for anything that's going to benefit North Dakota.
Well, exactly.
They want you to benefit.
It's outside interests and lobbyists that, you know, have the influence on the campaigns in North Dakota. You know, and that needs to come to a stop, or at least, you know, some reduction in it. Like I say, just a few dollars that she's gotten from North Dakota, and the majority of it's some, you know, outside the state. I don't think it's right.
Yeah, I think there's, first of all, I don't think, you know, just the fact that there is an out-of-state interest in something automatically means it's bad. I think in the case of Heidi Heitkamp, the overwhelming amount coming from somewhere else other than North Dakota is the story. And I don't understand why the media doesn't think that's a story. I think it's because Heidi Heitkamp and the mainstream / fake news media in North Dakota are one and the same. I mean, there's no scrutiny whatsoever. I mean, give me a little scrutiny on the fact that she played this dance like she was going to maybe vote for this bill. And in the end, what does she do? She puts out a statement saying that I have it here. I'll share it with you. I've been eager to work with Republicans and Democrats on tax reform to give hardworking men and women a needed tax break. Tax issues are important and complicated, and that's why Congress needed to work together, Republicans and Democrats, on tax reform. After holding listening sessions across North Dakota, having many discussions about tax reform with top White House officials, including the president, and trying to change this bill so it supports working families, it's discouraging that Senate Republicans weren't willing to work with us. Guess what? The Senate Republicans allowed open amendment process through this entire ordeal. Meaning, Jerry, Heidi Heitkamp could introduce any particular piece of legislation she wanted to make it better. She didn't do it.
Well,
she punted.
Right. And all we're getting from Heidi Heitkamp is lip service, and that's about it. You know, it appears that her interests aren't of those North Dakotans.
And then she goes on later in this to talk about all the things she wants and more spending. I need this, I need that, I want to be able to support this because we have to have that, and we have to have, I mean, my gosh, you got to see this list. So she's a big spender. She's a liberal. Tax and spender. That's the bottom line. Jerry, thanks for the call. Appreciate it very much. Welcome others at 800-228-0550. Mitch McConnell was on this week with George Stephanopoulos, and he got hit with John Tester having a fit about the fact that there were pieces of this legislation that had not been viewed by all members of the Senate before they voted, and that there were, I guess, when they're going back and forth on pieces of legislation, they make changes and actually write right on the bill itself. And so Tester put up this video and kind of had a little bit of a meltdown, and then Mitch McConnell addressed it. It was a very interesting comeback, and by the way, I thought the best example of how to champion this bill, done by Mitch McConnell, a guy that we're a little wary of around here. I'll play that for you when we come back on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right, get a single-topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust, live first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
the stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Todd of the Radio God Mitchell, Scott Hannon, What's on Your Mind, Monday edition on the program. I have I have so many things going on. Hi, Todd, would you tell us about the stem cell Health Institute? Would you do that for us?
You know what? StemCellTherapyForPain.com. You can pop on there if you have osteoarthritis in the knee, pain in your lower back, neck, shoulders, hips, joint pain. The Stem Cell Health Institute is in North Dakota. It's one of these things you used to have to go out of the country to get these procedures done. They're now available in North Dakota. Seminars going on in Bismarck, Minot, and Dickinson. Call 1-888-973-1560, 888-973-1560 to register. Go to StemCellTherapyForPain.com and start living life once again.
We had a scheduled interview with Diamond and Silk today, and we got our wires crossed somehow on the time zone, I guess. We're working on getting that rescheduled right now, but I just wanted to give you a little Diamond and Silk fix. If you don't know who they are, follow them on Facebook. Check them out online. They are an internet sensation, and I've seen them interviewed by Sean Hannity and a few other folks as well. They're really a lot of fun. I've been watching them since the campaign because they gave me great comic relief, and a lot of it's true, too. Here's a little bit of Diamond Silk if you haven't seen them before.
Silk, girl, who goes into this week ball of stupid girls?
Well, Diamond. This week ball of stupid goes to Barack Hussein Obama.
Yes, Barack has sunk into a very low place.
Yes.
He thinks that he's some kind of dictator.
Uh-huh.
He thinks in his head that he's still the president.
Mm-hmm.
In case y'all didn't know,
yes,
he traveled over to Asia to meet with world leaders.
Uh-huh.
You know Barack. We don't want to hear it.
No.
We don't want to hear your yes, I can.
No, we don't.
Because we already know you can.
No, you can't.
We don't want to hear no a change is going to come because we know you have no ability to make change.
We already know it.
Okay, we know this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What we need for you to do is go somewhere and sit down.
Is that not hilarious? Go somewhere and sit down. Take it from Diamond and Silk. So now you know why I love it and laugh so much. Those ladies are hilarious. But we'll reschedule that and look forward to the conversation. They have a bowl of stupid, so they put different people into the bowl of stupid when they're sort of, you know, not. Would I ever be a candidate for the bowl of stupid, Todd? I hope not. But you know, maybe some of our listeners would want to put me in the bowl of stupid. But I just love the name. It's fabulous. I promised before the break, Mitch McConnell. I thought did a great job of answering John Tester. He's a senator from Montana. He's a Democrat, and his undies were in a bunch over how the process, if you will, of how the tax bill passed. Listen to this.
It's the night we're going to be voting on the tax bill. I just got the tax bill 25 minutes ago. This is the tax bill. See how thick it is? Here's the modifications that are in it. I can read one word. It's called add this language. Can you tell me what that word is? If you can, you got better eyes than me.
Do you know the answer to that, Senator? And do you even know who wrote that addition to the bill?
Look, if the Democrats were going to disqualify senators from voting on a bill that had some minor insertions, none of them would have been able to vote on the bill, because this is fairly often the case. There's no hide the ball here. This was an open process. The vast majority of the bill has been online for 2 weeks. There were always, in big bills like this, some last-minute adjustments, some of them done actually by hand.
There were no hearings
on the
bill.
There were tons of hearings over and over and over. The Democrats went to them. The Democrats had the opportunity to offer amendments in committee.
Yeah, I had the chance to offer amendments in committee. And by the way, how'd you like George Stephanopoulos, Mr. Fake News? There were no hearings on the bill. There were tons of hearings. You're wrong, George. You should join Brian Ross over there at ABC and take a, you know, couple days off. Unbelievable. Look, the Democrats want you to believe all kinds of things about this bill that are not true. It's fake news. The bottom line, they made a political calculation to oppose the bill. McConnell went on to say that, which was, I thought, a great point. All right. Chad's here. Chad, where'd Chad come from? Chad's on the phone. Chad, I'm going to come to you in a second. I'm going to first go to CJ. Chad's on line one, and CJ's on line. What line are you on, CJ? You don't even know. You're on the very important Let's Talk About Dak Diesel line. CJ, how are you? CJ, are you there? Todd, do you hear CJ?
Nope, he said the call dropped, so we'll have to get him back.
Oh. All right. She's trying to find CJ. This is like a gremlin day of all gremlin days. It's just unbelievable to me. Guests calling early. We can't hear each other. Todd, I need a Snickers. You know what I'm saying? I think I need a Snickers. So as soon as I go to chat on the phone here, then
PetroServe USA and get that.
Then you know CJ's going to be back on the line.
450 and
yeah, exactly. Right.
You should be set by then.
I know what will make me feel better. Susan Collins. No, that wouldn't make me feel better. Chuck Todd from MSNBC and Meet the Press. No, that wouldn't make me feel better. I have that clip here. I do have that clip here. CJ's not answering. Okay, CJ's he's busy talking to a customer. I don't blame him.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. Don't stop the cash register from ringing. 2017 Courageous Advocate Award. Colin
Who gets
Kaepernick.
That?
Colin Kaepernick. ACLU SoCal. Go figure.
You're talking Greek to me now, Todd. You're Colin Kaepernick what? What?
They just flipped by a 2017 Courageous Man Award thing. Courageous.
Is this some kind
How
of breaking news?
Courageous. That's what the Fox News Channel claims to be breaking news. It's not my claim, but...
Okay, what are they saying? That Colin Kaepernick got what?
The Courageous Man Award in Beverly Hills.
From Beverly Hills.
Southern California ACLU.
We know all we need to know.
Exactly. I'm just trying to drive you crazy now.
Is
it working?
Well, no, but I should have just talked to the other Chad while CJ was. We're trying to hook him back up. I'm stalling for time to get him back on the phone, but he's not answering the phone. And Brad's tried again and again and again and again
and again.
I'm going to talk about something I'm happy about, and that is all the good folks I met in New York City. I have some new friends, and I tell you what, that's a great thing about these trips. My wife and I had a fabulous time hosting it. Thanks to Gail and Dennis Lira from Fargo. Kieran Human from Bismarck, Lonnie and Carolyn Anderson from Rugby, Peggy Joe Liedahl and Schmidt and Dan Schmidt from Bismarck, Deborah and David Helen from Bowman, Charlotte Asperlin from Bismarck, Wayne and Linda Bosti from West Fargo, Lloyd Lerfield from Grand Forks, Sheila Blixt from Gardner, Gordon Blixt, Sheila and Gordon from Gardner, great couple, great to see them, Lawrence and Ellen Walsh from Jamestown, Dustin and Karen Stevens from Minot, David and Carol Beckel from Beulah, Lynn and Jean Wolf from Mandan, Frank and Maxine Bondison from Bismarck, Julie and Craig Nelson from Watford City, Jesse Overy from Dickinson, Ruth Ellen Overy from Fort Bridger, Wyoming, Terry and Deborah Sparrow from McCluskey, and guess what? There's more. There's more, ladies and gentlemen. Man, we had a great time. More after this on What's on Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Strata Corporation is proud to announce the Strata Salute to Service, and we need your help. In an effort to honor veterans, members of law enforcement, and active duty military who make our states great, we need you to submit names of veterans, law enforcement officials, and military members worthy of special recognition. To submit your suggestions, please email ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com, or call 855-200-1776, extension 3.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purified treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want to take advantage of a life-changing LASIK offer, pull over when you can, because a special opportunity is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the keyword CLEAR55 to 350350 to get the benefit of FDA-approved LASIK technology that gives the majority of patients 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. When you text CLEAR55 to 350350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just a text away. Text CLEAR55 to 350350. That's CLEAR55 to 350350.
What's on your mind? Brought to you in part today by our friends at MBI Energy. Great company. They are rock solid. And right now, they need people. And they need people for careers that will be around a long, long time. They're hiring in all service areas throughout the Bakken. You're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company. Look no further than MBI. They've been doing this since 1979. Comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, variety of work schedules. They are a team in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today at MBIEnergyServices.com or call them at 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview, 844-MBI-JOBS. Just north of Bismarck, somebody just shot us a picture of what they were looking at. That's not a pretty picture, Todd, at all. So things are travel-wise not all that great, just like the DOT has told us. Travel alert for portions of south central and northeastern North Dakota now due to snow covered and slippery roads and blowing snow, creating reduced visibility. Areas included in the travel alert: Jamestown, Valley City, Ashley, Ellendale, and surrounding areas. Northeastern travel alert cities are Grand Forks, Grafton, Pembina. We also are going to chat with the National Weather Service later today about this blizzard warning and the thing's supposed to get bad around the lunch hour today, around noontime today. So more on that coming up on the program. Stay tuned. It's a pleasure always for us to welcome our fine sponsors to the program. We have this MyPillow might be the longest standing sponsor we've had running on the statewide edition of What's on Your Mind, and we love the partnership. It's funny, I was just on a trip in New York City with 61 listeners, and just was reading some of their names. Did I finish the names? I didn't finish the names. Lorraine and Jessica Reese, Kelly Bernhardson, and Joyce Hesse from Fargo, James McLeish from Hazleton, John and Gladys Doubts from Powers Lake, Sally Smith from Havana, Ann Nelson from Foreman, Robert and Virginia Tupa from Grand Forks, the Phelans, Ruby and Greg from Antler, the Eberleys, Susan and Dean from Bismarck, Christy Vex from Minot, Tom Askey from Cavalier, James and Janet Fogerland, Susan Johnson and Robert Johnson from Moorhead, Alice Golick from Bismarck, Robert Vossler and his wife Lillian from Bismarck, and Keith and Karen Lestico. Just fabulous folks. 60 folks. And I'm not kidding you. They all, one of the first things they want to do when we got to the airport, did you bring your MyPillow along? Did you bring your MyPillow along? And I said, I did. So there's a lot of people that agree you have one of the greatest inventions America's ever known in that pillow, Mike. So congratulations once again.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. How you been?
I've been well. How you been?
Really good. Really good. We're really busy at MyPillow. Over 1,600 employees now, and everybody's realizing the pillows are the best present ever for Christmas.
They are. We've been telling folks that the Christmas is a perfect time to do that. The buy one, get one deal is back, so it makes it even even better. And, you know, I thought of you a little bit when we were talking last hour about this tax bill. You're already one of the fastest growing companies in America. But any win you get at your back from that tax bill, what are you going to do with it? Probably going to just keep hiring more people and expanding, doing more, run a few more of those wonderful ads, you know, right? I mean,
absolutely. That's, you know, when I met the president, you know, last in August of 2016, this is some of the stuff we talked about then. And he's coming through with his promises. And it's, you know, we already do this with MyPillow, but now we're just going to do it. It'll just expand even more. And, you know, we're what every company should be. Everything made here and all the parts made here. And we have over 1,600 employees now. And we just want to keep expanding on that and other products that help people. We reward at MyPillow, we reward our employees with the benefits. And they, we create careers, not just jobs.
I remember you telling me about that visit to the president. I was amazed that he had said he wanted to meet you and asked for you to come to Trump Tower. You got a chance to meet him. He asked you a lot about the cross you wear and the television ads that we see. Yeah. And I've forgotten about the, you know, Made in America part of that. That's obviously a big part of the president's policies and what he talks about and wanting more and more of that as well. Have you seen him since you continued the conversation?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I went, you know, like August of last year, then I went all in with I had talked to some of his employees and everybody said great things about him. And after meeting him in that half hour, 45 minute meeting last August, I went all in. I gave all my credibility to him, and he has not let me down. I'll tell you, I've met him many times since. I was there this summer for the Made in America with all the, there was about 30 of us that went, or 25, I guess, that were invited to the White House. And I walked in and I said, I seen my name tag, and I says, well, who's sitting here? He says, well, the president is. He wanted to sit by you. And I'm going, wow, that's pretty cool. And they, and he's kind of using me. He used me for an example of what he would want, you know, what this country should be with keeping our jobs here and keeping everything he's talked about. And so people come to me all the time and, you know, and say, what's going on? You know, what's going on? I said, you just wait. Everything's being worked on. And, you know, even though he's fighting everything, he's fighting the media and, trying to get everything done. But he will get it done. This guy, he's amazing, and he's very very passionate about helping the country. And they can't take away, you know, that I've met him now numerous times personally, and he means what he said. He's going to get it done.
I'm curious, you know, for you doing what you're doing, shipping out of your 50,000 pillows a month now to go all across the globe. You mean you've been just
We've sold over 32 million. We're making right now about 70,000 pillows a day.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. If you were doing that somewhere else, if you're doing that in China, because there's a lot of that market is overseas, what would the, I mean, would your bottom line be much improved? I mean, why is there so much of that production?
Right. Here's what entrepreneurs need to realize, that, you know, everybody says, well, sure, you can save by the labor they use overseas. But let me tell you what happens is, if I was, MyPillow would not be here if I made my stuff overseas. And here's why. When you put in an order, it takes 120 days to get your product from overseas. There's a couple things that happen. If your market changes, let's say you're busier or to do forecasts, you better have a lot of money to hold in inventory to get this inventory and hold it. Because if you have any spike in like MyPillow does, we go straight up, and our best day is tomorrow. And we can't to do forecasts for that. And now you get the stuff here. Let's say it's not quality, or let's say it's not enough, or let's say your market changed and now you don't need that, or it's obsolete or something, or you don't need it all. Well, you're stuck with it. And a lot of times, you know, people end up air shipping stuff in, and then you're in danger of things getting copied over there with, it's just a mess. And other than if you're a huge company that, making stuff over there, like, you know, I would name them huge companies that are doing production in China. And, those are the ones we need to get back here, but they've gotten such huge money behind them that they're just saving on labor. But for the regular business and entrepreneur, it's not a cost saver at all.
And I hope it's a difference maker for people when they're deciding, do I buy that pillow or that pillow? I mean, it's made in the USA. Right. And I mean, your story is amazing. It really is. And it's
right. Well, you know, with my pillow, I made it. I reverse engineered it. I wanted to have everything you'd ever want in a pillow where you could adjust it for you as an individual so you get exactly what you keep in your neck straight at night. I wanted to make, give it value, so a 10-year warranty that you could wash and dry it, give them my 60-day money-back guarantee, and make every part of it here in the USA. And, you know, when you take that, and, you know, that's part of the biggest reason I have not been copied in a big way is because the average person will buy 30 to 40 pillows in a 10-year span. So the big pillow companies, they don't want to copy it. They want you to just keep buying them over and over and over again. They don't want to sell you one pillow, and they don't hear from you for 10 years. But, you know, I took another thing. I felt I go back where your handshake's your word and you make quality, and it works. And that's why my pillow's become so successful. I think by next year we'll be at 40 million pillows sold, and that's incredible to me.
It sure is. And the buy one, get one deal is back. Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, we have the buy one, get one free, and it's the pillow itself is the best price we've ever had at my pillow. So now you're buying one and getting one free. And last year, you know, the Better Business Bureau said, well, you can't keep running that special. So then we didn't run it. We started it again in September. I didn't want anybody to miss out on this special through Christmas and they make the best Christmas gifts ever too. You know, back when I started and I was doing home shows and stuff, everybody's going, Christmas was my slowest time of year because it was like when you were a kid, you get socks from your aunt. You're going, thank you, but now everybody wants a pillow. Even I see, you know, people see me on the, everywhere I go, they're going, yeah, this is my request for Christmas. I hope I get a my pillow. And it's my busiest time of year now because it is such a great gift. Sleep affects everything we do. It's, how you feel the next day, how you work, how you play. It's quality sleep that you're given as a gift, and that's amazing.
It sure is. About a minute left here, a little more than that, but I do want to get the latest on your foundation. You've talked to us before about all the good work you're doing, but you're taking this prosperity and giving back in a big way. What are you most proud of that you're doing right now at the Lindell Foundation?
Well, we're gonna be starting. We're helping so many. We're working on the inner cities right now. And, you know, I'm doing a lot of stuff with the opiate addiction because I was a crack cocaine addict. And we've, in fact, as we're talking here, Scott, I've got all my foundation people are flying them in here. And we're meeting, getting ready to launch some other projects with addiction and with, helping people getting that, the inner cities. I think you start there. That's great, and then work out from there. But we're also doing another thing we're doing in my pillow is even for your listeners that buy one, get one free. We're taking our orders, and for every order, we're giving a pillow to someone in homeless shelters and Salvation Army and Union Gospel, places like that. We're giving them pillows for every order we're taking on certain shows. So I wanted to tell you that today on your show. From now till the end of the year, every order that you guys, using your guys' codes, we're going to be giving away a pillow to somebody in need. And that's kind of special.
Unbelievable, folks. Unbelievable. So not only the buy one, get one deal, great deal for Christmas, you're doing some good. And knowing that Mike and his team are out there finding out who needs help, and you buy one. One is gifted to these folks in need. So that's a very special deal. The founder, the inventor, the owner of MyPillow, one of the fastest growing companies in America, our friend Mike Lindell, thanks for your trust in us. We appreciate telling folks about your good product, and always enjoy our conversations, my friend. Would you ever let us do the radio show down there someday and just kind of see the whole operation and soak it all in?
Absolutely. I'd love to show you. I would love for you to come on down, and I'll give you a tour, and we can maybe we do that after the first of the year, and I can give you, I'm going to be, I'd love to give updates on what's going on, too. I'm doing a lot of stuff with Ben Carson. You know, he's working with
awesome. And then and helping those inner cities. We'll do it. Let's put it on the calendar. Thanks, my friend. Appreciate you.
So call and tell us at 800.
And remember that number for the great deal, 800-506-9028 or MyPillow.com. Promo code STOP.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassles. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
Jesse here from Precision Concrete Cutters. Rumor has it we don't work during the winter. Not true. Fact is, lack of moisture is a big cause of foundation damage. Can't see it? If your doors and windows won't open or close properly, perhaps the drywall is cracking around them, there's a good chance that you have a foundation problem. Don't wait until spring to fix it. Contact us. Go online to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And let Precision Concrete Cutters help you get a jump on spring.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. The Safety Minute features Don Mosman, NDSC Training Director, discussing how individuals can prepare themselves for an active shooter scenario.
You need to be prepared, and it starts with knowing what run, hide, fight means. The Department of Homeland Security wants your first thought to be to get away or to get out of the line of fire. Step two is, if you can't get away and get out of the line of fire immediately, then hide in a secure location where you are protected from that fire. And then step three is fight. And that means that if somehow, some way, the shooter gets access to where you are, then you need to be prepared to fight the shooter. And that's a personal decision that each human being faced in that situation will have to make.
Get the training you need to prepare yourself for an active shooter. Visit www.ndsc.org for a list of courses near you. That's ndsc.org.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Monday. I don't want it to end, but it has to. I'm sorry to tell you. And thanks for your kind text. Boy, we got a lot of texts I didn't even get to today. One saying, we are all happy to have you back safely. Have a great week. Isn't that nice? Yes, and Todd's getting lots of texts with road conditions. Beach, North Dakota looks like paradise to me right now. And then that one speck of snow anywhere in this beautiful blue sky and, you know, the Badlands budding up there. Oh, my gosh. You agree, Todd? Isn't that beautiful? Looks very
yes.
Nice. Yes, not so nice in other parts, as we've been mentioning some of the road reports we're getting. A report Jamestown earlier, not good. North of Bismarck, not good. J.P. Martin, he's good, from the National Weather Service, a meteorologist here to tell us a little bit about this storm as it moves west-east. Some places good, some not so good, and that's welcome to a North Dakota winter, I guess, right, J.P.?
Hey, Scott, here we go, right? We had a little taste of winter here about a month ago, that Friday, you know, an inch of snow or so across the state, or at least the western and central parts of the state. A little taste of winter there, and that went away. And then, of course, we had an amazing Thanksgiving. Everybody, I think, would have to agree on that one. And here we go now as we get into December, a little bit of snow moving across the state today. And the bigger issue, listen, is not so much the snow. I know it's made for some slippery roads and so on. But if you're over in that Red River Valley, and you're under a blizzard warning, the whole Red River Valley into the Cheyenne River Valley and on into Minnesota, but it's not that we're expecting a ton of snow. There is not going to be a whole lot of snow with this. Some areas are going to get 4 inches, maybe 5 total, right? But it's not the snow is our main concern. It's the wind that's coming in behind, kind of on the tail end of the snow, and after the snow kind of moves out, we're going to have that gusty wind. Right now, from Williston down to Garrison towards Bismarck, we're gusting to about 45 miles an hour. That's going to gust in the Red River Valley later today as high as 60 miles an hour. That's going to pick up the snow that falls during the day and blow it around, making for low visibility.
Remember Marge in the Fargo movie? Remember the character Marge?
I remember the movie. Now, what role was she?
She was a deputy. I think she was a deputy, but she had that hat. I need a Marge hat, you know, today, I think, for what you just described, you know, that with the fur on the sides, you could buckle under the chin and really keep you warm. I don't know what you call those. I call it a Marge hat myself.
Marge hat. Okay. Keep me out of the wood chipper.
Yes. No wood chippers involved here whatsoever. So,
we don't want any of that red snow, just the white stuff, right? You got a whole lot of people that listen to you, Scott, who are traveling. And if you're traveling anywhere across the Dakotas or Minnesota today, you're in for some challenging travel, right? As you said, I was just checking the weather also. The sky is clearing across eastern Montana. If you're in Glasgow, Sydney, down to Miles City, and like you said, over into Beach, you're in some sunshine right now. You're saying, what are these guys talking about? Well, from the Devil's Lake area to Grand Forks, down through Bismarck and back into South Dakota, down through Pierre and even into the Black Hills, it's the snow. The snow is pushing to the east. If it's not snowing where you are now in the Red River Valley, it'll be real quick, and on into Minnesota, it'll start snowing here real soon. So we've got winter weather advisories up, and then where the worst weather is expected, which would be basically through, again, the Red River Valley, Grand Forks, Fargo, down to, say, the Aberdeen, South Dakota area, and on into Minnesota, you're going to be under, you're going to get about 4 or 5 inches of snow. And with that is going to be a very high wind. You know, we're talking 60-mile-an-hour gusts, so the visibility is going to be very poor, very poor. So, again, not a ton of snow, but enough that we're going to blow it around, cause difficult travel, and low visibility.
I'm no meteorologist, but usually after events like this with a ton of snow, wind, you know, all that moves out, and then you're left with a lot of cold. Are we going to get considerably colder temps on the heels of this thing?
Absolutely, we are. But here's the thing, you know what I mean? It's everything is relative, especially in the weather, right? So we're used to, at least most of the area over the weekend, we had 40s, even some places were into the 50s. Okay, now we're going to have highs most of this week. Let's just say 30 degrees for highs the rest of the week, and then give or take a little either side of that, okay, depending on where you are. So compared to 40s and 50s, of course, that's going to feel pretty cold, right? But in reality, for this first week of November, December, for this first full week of December, that's a normal high temperature, you know, 28, 30 degrees. So it's going to feel colder, of course, than it has been the past couple of weeks. But in reality, this is what we kind of should be expecting for this time of year here in North Dakota, Minnesota, South Dakota area.
Yeah, normal finally arrived, darn it, anyway.
But there you go. And hey, listen, one interesting thing tonight, with this wind coming around from the northwest, it's going to be, you know, we're talking sustained 30 winds, gusting to 40, even into the night tonight, coming off of Lake Sakakawea. One thing we're going to experience tonight is some lake effect snow, some true lake effect snow. Now, listen, we don't got the Great Lakes here, right? We're not talking Lake Erie and Huron and that type of thing where they get feet of snow from lake effect snow. But listen, downwind of Lake Sakakawea tonight, you're going to pick up maybe an inch, inch and a half of snow that's going to be a true lake effect snow. If you're watching the radars tonight across the state, you're going to see this band of snow downwind of the lake. Lake effect snow, kind of interesting, coming off of that Lake Sakakawea.
All right, glad to have you on the watch, JP, and the whole team of the National Weather Service. Thanks for the update.
Good to be with you. Thanks, Scott. Bye now.
Yep, JP Martin, meteorologist there on What's On Your Mind. I want to thank our friends at Delta. They help us celebrate our callers, and we love our callers. Call Delta first. Delta Constructors, one call does it all. Global solutions for the oil and gas industry. Turnkey well sites. The big oil companies know to call these guys to push the easy button. Headaches gone. 406-250-8151 or online at deltaconstructors.net. God bless you. See you tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Carson Wentz. You too can score a touchdown with hot spring spas and pool tables too. I love the way my Hot Spring Grandy hot tub with the Ace saltwater system makes me feel. Hot spring hot tubs are a great way to relax at the end of a tough day. It really is every day made better.
That's right. The Carson Wentz is a customer at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
If a hot spring hot tub can help me recover from my day on the job, imagine what it can do for you. Head on down to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. For the best ownership experience, see the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too.
That's right, Carson. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot. Financing options are available and they're great deals. Take it from Carson Wentz. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too will take care of you.
You'll have every day made better with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Look for Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too in West Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot. I love my hot tub from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Look for the duck. Tell them Carson sent you. And score a touchdown with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.